Clayton sat behind the brushed aluminum desk in his quarters aboard Forerunner 1, staring at the watch in his hands. It was an older model smartwatch. The wallpaper image behind the ticking black hands on the crisp display was Samara's smiling face. Her blue eyes were an even richer and deeper hue than the sky in the background, her blonde hair aglow with sunlight. That was back when they were the young, newly-wedded power couple that everyone else secretly wanted to be, high on life and destined to conquer the world together. That is, until a car on autopilot cruised through a red light at 60 miles per hour. The car's cameras had been malfunctioning. It hit Samara and three others, killing her and an elderly man instantly. The other two victims had survived, but barely. Samara had been a practicing resident at the Ronald Reagan Medical Center. She'd had her whole career and life ahead of her. And maybe she still did. It was too soon to say. He studied the watch again, running his fingertips over the gold-plated bezel around Samara's face. Before she'd died, he and Samara had their neural pathways mapped. He'd made several copies since, one of which was sitting in his hands, saved to the quantum crystal matrix of the watch. He'd bought it for himself and saved Samara's neural map to it before he'd left Earth, just in case something happened to civilization while he was gone. With Samara's life at stake, he couldn't be too careful. When Samara had told him about the experimental program at her hospital, he'd thought she was joking. But then he'd seen the results for himself. A browsable, searchable network of all the memories and structures that made a person who they were. Some couples might have balked at that kind of openness, but he and Samara had never kept any secrets from each other. Not big ones, anyway. A week later, they both joined the program and had their neural networks mapped in the name of science. He'd never imagined that they might actually need to use them. But now Samara's mind map was the only hope he had for them to be together again. Clayton turned the watch over and read the inscription underneath. "I'm waiting for you." It was a reminder to himself. A promise he'd made to Sam, even though she'd already passed on by the time he'd made it. In theory, he had a snapshot of everything that had made Samara who she was. Now, he just had to wait for the technology to be developed that could breathe life into that digital effigy. One day. That was the reason he'd transferred from mission planning to an active duty role on Forerunner 1. Moving at relativistic speed on their way to TRAPPIST-1 was like hopping in a time machine. At half the speed of light, time was moving 15% slower for him on board Forerunner 1 than it was for everyone else back on Earth. But add to that the fact that he'd spent the past 78 years in cryo, waiting to arrive, and it gave him the best possible chance of living to see the technology that would someday bring Samara back. 78 years plus 15%. That meant almost 90 years had already passed on Earth, and over 179 years would pass before he could possibly return. After all that time, someone had to have found a way to bring Samara back. They had to.